Chile has inaugurated its most right-wing president since General Augusto Pinochet's military dictatorship, as John Bartlett reports from the capital, Santiago.
In a handover ceremony in the coastal city of Valparaíso this afternoon, Chile took a decisive step to the right.
Investido como nuevo presidente de la República, el señor José Antonio Kast Ruiz.
The strict Catholic father of nine, José Antonio Kast, was elected president in December with nearly 60% of the vote, marking an abrupt departure from the progressive agenda of his predecessor, leftist Gabriel Boric. But even before taking office, Kast has begun shaping a future for his country, which is far more aligned with the US. Over the weekend, he was in Miami for the launch of President Trump's Shield of the Americas, an alliance of conservative governments, some of whose leaders were also at today's inauguration. All of this is a far cry from Paine, a quiet town in the foothills of the Andes where his story began. One Germanic surname is synonymous with this town.
Here on the corner of one of the tiny, shaded squares in Paine is a small ochre chapel with a crooked cross atop a spire. This is the church which Michael Kast, José Antonio's father, regularly attended with his family. A couple of blocks away is a meat processing factory set up by Michael, and just up the highway, past the family's first Bavaria restaurant, which grew into a nationwide chain, is a private school also owned by the family, behind which José Antonio lives.
Michael Kast, José Antonio's father, was born in Germany, joined the Nazi Party, and was conscripted into the Wehrmacht. He emigrated to Argentina and arrived in Chile in the early 1950s.
Mi nombre es Mauricio José Miyawala Zapata.
Mauricio José Miyawala has lived in Paine for 50 years and worked for the family's restaurant chain. He remembers the Kast family as good people who would give out food to people in the town if they needed it. On the campaign trail last year, Kast focused almost exclusively on public security, repeatedly promising an emergency government to tackle crime and illegal immigration. But the ultra-conservative three-term congressman built his career attacking liberal reforms, from divorce and abortion to emergency contraception, and has often expressed support for General Pinochet's dictatorship, which tortured, killed, and disappeared thousands. Although he did not refer to his moral agenda during the campaign or during his victory speech, there is little doubt that it remains unchanged. Kast now begins a four-year term that runs until 2030. If he moves to push that agenda, many fear that protests that rocked Chile in recent years could quickly return. For NPR News, I'm John Bartlett in Santiago, Chile.